on a fall morning, when you first go outside and it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, it's the kind of weather you think you'd like to be out in, you say, this morning it's rather chilly. If we had enough coal last night to kill tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
light frost.
If the lake just froze over last night, just around the edges, how would you describe that? It was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Almost froze.
Well, if it did really freeze over, then what would you say? The lake
froze.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze up.
Well, it had before I got there.
Frozen.
What do you call this room that we're sitting in now?
I call it the living room.
Well, when you're speaking of the height of this room, how high would you say it was? Just as a guess.
Just as a 8 feet.
Just describe, if you can, the house that you lived in when you were growing up and the rooms that were in that house.
We had this house that had a big hall down the center and four rooms on each side with a fireplace in each room. And then another hall with a that separated the main house from the dining room and kitchen, and a porch on each side of the dining room and kitchen, and a big porch across the front of the house. We had three bedrooms and a living room, and downstairs we had we called it a cellar.
Call the living room? Did you always call it the living room?
We called it the parlor.
Well, the children didn't go in the parlor, did they?
No, it was for guests.
It was for the preacher, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How about fireplaces? Do you have a fireplace in every room?
We had a fireplace in every room except the dining room. We had five fireplaces.
How many places did you have for the smoke to come out?
We had three. We had a double chimney in each of the rooms on the side of the hall, and then we had a big chimney in the kitchen with a big fireplace, didn't they?
When Grandpa would come in and put the log on the fire, did he ever call the one that he put the main one any special name?
He called it the back stick.
What did you have to keep the logs from falling out of the fireplace?
Well, they called them fire dogs. But they were andirons originally. That's what they were.
But you always called them fire dogs?
He always called them fire dogs.
Oh, well, what did he call this place out in front of the fire that was either brick or something that wouldn't burn?